And in the Catholic diocese in Gary, Indiana, a priest is refusing to undergo a criminal background check. It's something his bishop has mandated for all clergy, church staff, and volunteers. The bishop says the checks are necessary because of the sex abuse scandal in the church. Now, the priest is appealing to the Vatican. From Chicago Public Radio, Jason DeRose reports.
For Father Michael Maginot, refusing the background check is a matter of privacy.
I could comply because I have nothing to hide. What I fear is all of a sudden everyone having to get fingerprinted, having complete FBI background checks, credit checks, giving their Social Security number. And to me, that was just an absolute invasion of privacy.
Maginot has served at St. Stephen Martyr Church in Merrillville, Indiana, for 3 years. He's been a priest in the Gary Diocese for over 20 years. He cites Canon Law Number 220, which protects an individual's right to privacy, and he says in requiring criminal checks, his bishop has gone too far.
One of the main jobs of the bishop is to listen to his priest and to defend their rights. One of the fundamental rights of everyone is a right to protect their privacy and a right to a good name. And those things cannot be illegitimately infringed upon.
I don't see it that way at all.
Dale Melchek is bishop of the Gary Diocese.
I think we have to consider this issue in the context of probably the greatest crisis that the Catholic Church has experienced in the history of our country.
And he says this is not the time to insist upon a point of canon law.
I don't have any sympathy for Father Maginot's position. I see it in terms of balancing the common good against individual rights for privacy.
Melchek believes when the bishops passed the Charter for the Protection of Children in 2002, they required priests to surrender some privacy for the good of the church. But members of Maginot's congregation support his position.
I'm sure he has nothing to hide.
Tony Rendina has worshipped at St. Stephen Martyr for over 30 years.
You know, I always say if you speak the truth, you speak loud and clear, and if you lie, you shut up. And I'm sure he's speaking the truth. It's like the Pope. The Pope kisses little children, and he does it out of love. Do you think the Pope needs a background check? I don't think so.
Father Maginot has written to the Vatican's Congregation for the Clergy asking whether bishops, under the Charter for the Protection of Children, can require criminal background checks. But Father Patrick Lagus, a canon lawyer in Chicago, says he doubts the Vatican will agree with Maginot.
In my opinion, it would not go against Canon 220, because I don't think the criminal background checks, as they're being developed, really delve into anything more than things that are public knowledge anyhow, or a matter of public record. And so I wouldn't say that it would damage a person's right to privacy.
Lagus says if the Vatican sides with Maginot, the ruling could derail the entire U.S. Catholic Church's plan for preventing further clergy sex abuse. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeRose in Chicago.